And now, ta-da! There's absolutely nothing I can say about this young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening, except that she's just practically perfect in my eyes. And she got a husband that is extremely neat, and anytime she wants to get rid of him, she can throw him my way. Well, I can work better with my right than I can my left. I need to practice a little. But anyhow, yes, her husband is absolutely wonderful. And you know how neat it is that he's in the healing profession, and so is she. And so they work together not only in their professional as a team, but their home as a team. They walk as a team. They love each other very much. And I had the fun doing their wedding. Everybody else knows all about our Rita.
Thanks, Millie. No, we had the pleasure of Millie. And ditto, I think you're perfect, Millie. Well, thank you all for letting me be here tonight and talk and share my story.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote on this, but I didn't complete it, but I'm just going to have to trust, and that's part of my journey is trusting and learning to let things happen. But I want to share with you tonight, and I call it a story, because it's been part of my journey and part of my story. And I think we all have stories, each one of us. We have a story of life that we're living, and sometimes it isn't always easy, and sometimes it's very joyful. So tonight, what I'd like to talk about is the darkness, and I'd like to talk about the light. So, what is the darkness? Some of us call it the yin and the yang, or opposite polarities, or the shadow part of our being. And how does the dark and the light work together toward our divinity? Because a lot of times, as spiritual beings, we don't really want to recognize that part of ourselves. And what I mean by darkness is not that we're bad or we're not beautiful, wonderful, spiritual, divine beings. It's that somewhere along the road, we've acquired a disbelief, I believe, about ourselves. And so, I would have to share 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would not be up here standing talking because I had what we call fear. And to me, fear is false evidence that appears real. And so to me, getting up here and speaking in front of people would be something difficult for me because I was a very, very shy person and I thought that under that fear level that I wouldn't be liked. What I had to say would not be important. Many definitions, it goes on and on. But just to share with you those parts of myself that I really didn't honor, which were actually a wrong belief that I was taught as from somewhere in childhood or somewhere that I gathered that information in my experience. So that's what I talk about when I talk about the shadow. I'm talking about a story that I acquired along the way that is not a true meaning of who I am at this point in life. But that divine, that shadow part of myself, works hand in hand because the light within my being is always driving me, always calling me to love. And so love, I mean, I spell it backward, is evolve. So I would want to evolve to become more of a spiritual being of who my real truth is. But if I had not had that shadow part, I would not have had the courage to move past my false appearances appearing real. So I gathered that information, and the only way that we start gathering that part of ourselves is to start owning that part of ourselves. Start owning the parts of stories that of people thinking or ourselves thinking, and I'm sure you can look around in your own life that you see that there's an area of your life that maybe you don't like about your life, or you want something more. And behind that hides some shadow side, some shadow piece of you that doesn't believe you're good enough, smart enough, loved enough, perfect enough, or you just don't deserve it enough. And so what it's urging you to do is to seek the truth. And the truth will always bring you back to your divinity and always bring you back to your love. And it's difficult because we always want to push that out. We want to push out that kind of feeling and make it be about other people, how they respond, what they did to us, how it happened, and continue on that journey. And that's an easy part to do. That's easy to do. But when you stop and you take time to be with yourself, you learn and you ask yourself some questions that are significant. And these are some of the questions that I came up to ask myself when I come against obstacles in my life. Does this choice empower me, or does this disempower me of who I am? Is this an act of self-love, or is this an act of self-sabotage? Am I standing in my power, or am I trying to please another? Is this an act of faith, or is it an act of fear? Am I looking for what's right, or am I looking for what's wrong? And will this choice add to my life force, or will it rob me of my energy? Excuse me. Will this choice propel me toward an inspiring future, or will it keep me stuck in the past? Sometimes our past trails us, and these beliefs that we have about ourselves keep reproducing in different forms and thoughts and energies around us as reflections of people, places, and things. So when you're in that place, you stop and you look to see, what is the gift behind this? Because if God is an ever-loving, omnipresent being, loving me unconditionally, there's no way that He would ever give me something that was not a gift for me to look at. So again, I'll say to myself, will this choice bring me long-term fulfillment or short-term gratification? Will I use the situation to grow and evolve, or will I use the situation to beat myself up? Am I choosing from my divine self, or am I choosing from my human self? These are all questions that are asked on our spiritual journey, in our daily lives. I think if you stop, and nobody's going to help you with this process. No one.